Hello, everyone. I'm Vignesh Rajmani. I'm the president of the EMC Society, and I'm going to be the host for this podcast, Crosstalk, Here's Above the Noise, the EMC Society podcast to discuss interesting topics on electromagnetic compatibility to our technical community. In this issue, we're going to flip tables, and I'm actually going to interview Suzanne. As you know, she has been our podcast interviewer, and she's interviewed so many different personalities within the EMC Society and outside the EMC Society. So we thought it'd be an interesting thing to flip the tables and, let me ask her some questions about what she's doing for the society and how this, idea about a podcast came into the picture in the first place. So with that, Suzanne, again, I appreciate all that you do for the society. And I'm going to start with the first question of how did this idea come about in the first place, doing a podcast for the EMC Society?
Yeah, so I've been active in the EMC Society for quite some time, contributing in different fields and areas. And about 2 years ago, I stepped back from work due to maternity leave. And I was getting bored. So I was walking with my little child in the stroller and listening to podcasts. And I was thinking that would be an interesting thing to have for the EMC Society because there are so many themes and so many topics to be able to listen to while you drive to work, while you're sitting in the cab or while jogging. And this is how I came up with the idea of the podcast.
Good. What I can tell you is I think it's a wonderful idea. And we have been receiving a lot of feedback from our membership saying that they're really enjoying this and the variety that we're able to, that you're able to actually provide with the interesting speakers that you've got on the podcast has been very refreshing. So it's a nice setting where we can casually talk to each other about everything that's going on within the society. There are technical topics that we cover. There are topics that are much more on the soft side of things, if you will, that we cover as well. So personally, as I said, I've enjoyed it and I've heard a lot of feedback on my side. So I want to ask you the question: what kind of feedback have you received on these podcasts?
Yeah, as similar as you just mentioned. So actually very positive feedback. And I can see by the numbers of listeners, which is growing steadily. So I'm very happy about that too. And maybe I can share one instance, which was really funny. So I bumped into people during the past symposium in Spokane and we talked and we bumped into each other again at the airport. And then this guy was just saying, I hear you. I know your voice. You're the podcast voice. And I was like flashing because I felt detected because I'm always the one behind the mic.
That's very interesting. Yeah. Good. So, the problem with doing a good job is you're going to be doing it forever, right? Everybody's going to expect you to do that job forever. Now, the question that I have for you is what kind of ideas, what kind of themes that you are thinking about for the future podcast episodes that you have in mind?
Mm-hmm. So I think there's still plenty of different topics in the EMC field. So basically what we would like to share and we would like to promote is the variety of topics. So the different branches EMC is being found. So let it be medical, let it be aviation, let it be automotive. So there is quite a variety. And plus there is even science going on. So it's more knowledge and experience being gained. And we would like to be that platform to promote that as well. So the EMC Society is an international society and we would like to have speakers. So we did in the past and would like to continue that in the future as well from the US, from South America, from Asia, from Africa, from Europe. So we would like to, have the internationality shown in the podcast and podcast topics as well.
Very good. So, Suzanne, I'm also going to ask you about, if some of our listeners have any particular ideas on a podcast topic, how would they reach out to you?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you can email me or email at marketing@emcs.org, and we'll happy to get some new inputs or future themes or themes you are missing so far, and you would like to be a presenter. Just reach out to us, and we're happy to have you interviewed as well.
That's fantastic. So Can I say that it is marketing@emcs.org is the email address where you will get those requests. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. So listeners, again, you know, this is an opportunity for you. If you have any particular request on topics that you want covered, or if you know of an expert that we would that you would like to hear on this podcast, please let us know. You can reach out to Suzanne. You can always reach out to me as well. My email is very simple. It's Vignesh, my first name, VIGNESH@IEEE.org. And we'll always be happy to welcome any suggestions that you guys have on the podcast, the topics, the individuals that we have on the podcast, any themes that you want to listen to, and all of that. With that being said, I want to say thank you, Suzanne. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us?
I'm looking forward to further podcast episodes with you.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, thanks again. I hope you guys enjoyed this. You know, Suzanne has been doing this for a good year and a half now, and it's been very successful. So we thought it might be a good time to interview her and her experience about how this started and how it is going and what she has in plans for the upcoming episode. So hope you guys enjoyed that as well. Reminder again, our symposium is coming up in July. So look out for that. The registrations are open. So sign up for it. And I hope to see you guys in Grand Rapids in August. Talk to you then.
Thank you, Vignesh. And if you wish to learn more about EMC and get the latest input from science and the industry, sign up for Crosstalk. Here is Above the Noise.